Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 8th of February. Prepper tip of the day. It's a question. Do you have your night vision? Do you? Well, if you don't, this might be the ideal time to get it. And during a crisis, especially a long-term crisis, you're not going to get any night vision. It's just simply not going to happen. So get it now while you can. Make sure it's working properly and keep it packed in a Faraday cage so the electronics won't be damaged or an EMP, and then it will be there when you need it. That's your prepper tip of the day. We have Tim Spencer with us, the second hour. Tim and I were going to discuss the events of the day. All right. Yep. Let's get back to the topic you wanted to discuss here, Tim.
Well, okay. Here's the deal, John. I don't remember. It was 10 years or more ago. And this is the bad part of my memory. I honestly don't remember who told me, but it was somebody I respected. I know that. Told me that to watch out when we saw these large gyrations in the market, you know, up 500, down 500, and back up again all in one day type thing. And this is what we're seeing right now. And I was always told that this is when to be on the lookout for, you know, the house of cards to come tumbling down on the market. Now, what we got to remember is the market and the economy are not synonymous. The reality is most people, the average guy on the street, doesn't own that much in stocks. He might have a 401k or a mutual fund. But, you know, the majority of people, whatever the stock market does, is not really going to hurt. You know, what makes the difference is like the headlines on Drudge right now, which is, you know, jobless claims at 45-year low. You know, that's the type of thing that makes a difference, the unemployment rate. You know, but it's just something I believe for people to be aware of that, you know, hey, there's, you know, a significant possibility that the markets can go tits up. You know, it's that simple. You know, it can all fall apart.
Right.
And with today's trading, as fast as it's done on the microsecond level, they can have what they call a flash crash. In other words, by the time you or I hear about it and get to call our broker or get logged on to Scottrade or whatever, it's all over. You know, everything's all over but the client.
So, that's right. That's right. We talked about that yesterday. But yes, yes. Modern technology has changed everything in terms of how quickly and how much things can be traded, right?
Right. It has. And that's the reason you can see these huge fluctuations. Now, most of the exchanges have what's called circuit breakers. And all they are is actually, you know, computer stops that when, you know, X stock or the market as a whole drops below this level or climbs above this level, everything's put on hold. I think it's first for 2 minutes, then for five, then for 15, and then for the day or something like that. I'm not sure those are the exact numbers. But, you know, it's something along those lines.
Right, right, right. Well, the people are, you know, when they see the stock, these wild gyrations in the stock market, it scares people. It upsets them. They really don't know what's going on or why.
Right.
And vast fortunes are made and lost instantly, aren't they?
Yes, they are. And you see, that's the bad thing about the market, in my opinion. Yes, it's a casino. However, what is even a bigger risk, in my opinion, than just betting on whether or not an individual stock or asset of whatever kind will do good or bad, is the emotion factor. I mean, that is what really can't be guessed at. At what point do people as a whole become collectively scared and dump everything and make the value of the asset drop, or the cost of the asset, not the value, but the cost of the asset drop precipitously? And, you know, emotion is something you can guess at, but that's all you can do. And
that's right.
There's a lot of people that trade on emotion, and that is the way to get poor real quick.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It is a way to get poor real quick.
Yeah.
Most people, I was hearing a quote yesterday, we've heard it before, the majority of people buy high and sell low, don't they?
Yeah, a majority of them do. And, you know, I mean, I'll use Bitcoin as a perfect example, because that's something, you know, it's a single product, you can track it continuously. You know, they've got people screaming right now, it's down to 9,000. Well, the way I look at it, if you bought in when it was time to get in, which I didn't have the money to do, even though I knew about it, 9,000's no big deal because you bought it at $2 a unit.
Right, right.
You know?
Well, when I first
out... people that bought it at 15,000, yeah, they're crying because it's down to 9. The good part is it will go back up.
Yeah. Well, it's a volatile market. I know people that are active in it. It's something I choose not to participate in myself. But if you want to, hey, go for it, you know?
Well, if I'd had the money when I first heard about Bitcoin, I ain't gonna lie to you, John, I'd be a multimillionaire right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
$1, well, if I remember correctly, $1 invested in, I want to say 2009, is now worth $1,100,000.
Right, right. Well, I haven't looked into it for a while, but I know there was some issues about converting that cryptocurrency into real money or into something like a new Ford pickup truck. That seemed to be an issue.
Yeah, but it's not anymore, because your car dealerships, most of them, accept Bitcoin.
In fact, do they really?
Major banks are. There was just an apartment building in New York City, and I want to say it sold, I believe it was 6,954 bitcoins it sold for. And transaction went through perfectly.
You know, amazing.
And that was a multi-million dollar deal.
Amazing. Amazing. Well, I obviously haven't kept up with it. I've been distracted with other things. And, there's an old saying, you shouldn't invest in things you don't understand, right?
Right. Well, that is true. That is true. I finally have a handle on it, but I'm not going to invest in it, mainly because I'd rather buy food. It's that simple.
Right, right.
So there is some things out there that have struck my interest. One of them is what they call the 1776 token, and it is a Patriot-based clientele. And right now, their initial coin offering is 25 cents a unit, and you get 10 tokens just for signing up with them, so I signed up with that. Anybody's interested in it, just go to my website, ruralsurvival.info, on the main page, and there's an ad for it. Click on that, and it'll take you right where you need to go.
Okay.
And, you know, everybody can read everything about it. I don't get anything out of it, you know.
Right,
it's
right. Here we got
a good deal.
We got a couple of callers on hold here. Let's get to these callers.
Okay.
First we go to Rick in Missouri. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Morning, Rick.
Okay. Good morning. I essentially agreed, gentleman's agreement with my wife, if you can have such a thing, that I would not talk to you guys about anything financial related. And here I am. I apparently am not worth. Yeah, well, somebody better earn some money. Here's the deal. I mean, I am incredibly uncomfortable offering anybody financial advice, but I will tell you this. Alzheimer's, you might not be able to remember yesterday, but I can remember 2007, Crystal. And This is my youngest son now has his brokerage license, and the entire family, regardless of what I say, again, is on fire. They don't want to miss out on all of these wonderful deals in the stock market. And I'm talking, you know, Centene, and they even think they're going to buy GE on the dip. GE's getting ready to get their butt sued off by Germany for all the three-blade wind generators that don't work. And
And
I wouldn't touch GE with a cattle prod. So I'm just saying, the last time I saw this kind of irrational exuberance, we had, you know, you're getting stock tips from your barista, and somebody is starting to raise interest rates. They raised, I think it was, what's his name, Bernanke. No, not Bernanke. The other dude raised interest rates 16 times in a row. So
yeah.
That, of course, began what was for everybody about a 60% haircut. The only thing that I would say about that is now the debt is twice as heavy, and the derivatives market has reached one quadrillion, which we did not have that before. So
no, we didn't.
I don't want to, and you know, there are a lot of geniuses out there that are suggesting at this point that this crash won't look anything like 2007-2008, and that may or may not be true, but I want to caution everybody, you know, you were right about the emotional factor. They say the market runs off the fuel of fear and greed. And I would, you know, if you're getting emotional and thinking you're missing out on all the free money, you better watch out, because that's generally a warning sign that something ugly is about to happen. And that evaporates. And people think, all my money's gone. No, your money's not gone. Somebody else just got your money. That's what happens during these. This is how they shear sheep. This is how the casino of Wall Street, basically they get everybody into the pen. When they close the gate, that's when everybody gets sheared. And then, you know, 5 or 10 years later, they can't even remember it. And I can't believe it. So I just wanted to caution everybody, if you're thinking about, if you think you're missing out, I'm not sure that's the case. So just be cautious.
Right. That's good advice.
All right, you guys, that was all. Yes.
Appreciate it, Rick. Thank you for the call. Next, we go to John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Go ahead.
Well, you know, I want to build on what the previous caller just said. I hope I don't understand either one of you to say basically that the economy is accidental. You're not saying that, right?
No.
I mean, we understand that it is manipulated, that the market is moved up and down by people with wealth that we could only imagine, and they understand the game. A casino, the house always wins, and they own the house. People that are running the stock market own the house. So basically what I'm saying is that, you know, and even Bitcoin, Okay, Bitcoin is a con in my opinion. Let me clarify this, saying in my opinion, Bitcoin is a con. It is a valueless, just like fiat currency. The only value that's given is what it is proposed or supposed or given by the ability to purchase with it. It has no value, so it's not the solution. We got to understand money, like the previous caller said, when you lose in the market, you're getting someone else's money. Someone has to lose for you to win, and vice versa.
That is correct.
And it is like a river. Money's going to go somewhere. So we need to understand that it's all, look, if I had a lot of money, I could buy stock and make a price go up overnight. $5 a share if I had the inclination to do it. And tomorrow I can sell it after everyone else buys in, because look what it's doing. It's gone up. It's going to go up. And then you dump all your stock and it drops. And all the money that the people put in is given up. It's a crazy, crazy scenario. So the best thing to do, don't be in the market. Get into a 401k if you feel like you need to, but realize when it all comes down to it, you're going to lose it anyway. When they collapse the economy or the stock market crashes, 401ks go with it. Paper, silver, and gold certificates go with it.
Right. Well, if you use your 401k and invest in physical gold and physical silver, I'm not talking about GLD and SLV paper, but I mean the physical holding your hand stuff, you still get the tax benefits, but you're the one that actually has physical possession of the object of wealth, you know, which would be gold or silver.
You can do that, and I agree. You can do that in a self-directed IRA in silver and gold, but you really cannot take possession of it until you cash it out. So,
right,
you know, if you can do it that way, fine. But if you're working for a company and they're going to allow you to put physical silver and gold in a 401k, you're never going to see it until you retire. And if the market collapses, you know, before you're able to cash out, your hands are empty. You just as well have a roll of toilet paper. Your hands are empty. So don't put your faith and credit in the market or a 401k or anything. Use it wisely, but understand when the market goes away, everything's gone. It doesn't matter what you have on paper, what the market does or doesn't do. I liken it to a poker game at somebody's kitchen table, and all the people that are running the game are playing, and you come up and say, hey, can I get in? Like an old Western movie. Hey, can I play a hand? Sure, sit down, yeah. Son. And all the big shots, the sheriff, the mayor, the judge, are all playing poker, and they may let you win a couple hands. But when it's all said and done and all the money's in, the game's over and someone's got all the money, what are we going to do next week, boys? Well, we'll start it up again. We'll play, you know, we got all their gold, so we'll play for poker chips, you know, fiat money. And we'll start the game over. And when that collapses, well, we all need strike anywhere matches so we can strike our boot and light our cigarette. So we'll play for matches. It's a game, folks. It's a money game, and somebody's going to win, and it's not going to be you. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for the call, gentlemen. I appreciate it. Yeah, I've never participated in the stock market myself. I've had opportunities like everybody, but it's just never been my thing, and it never has been. And I know people who've done okay with the stock market. One of my team sergeant, Special Forces, he was a stock market investor, and he would buy really stable, well-known companies like Coca-Cola, for example, and just hold on to it for years and years and years, collecting the dividends. Coca-Cola is known to have paid a dividend every quarter for something like 100-something years.
Right.
There's things like that, and it's just a different mindset as to how to invest for the long term using investments that have been known to have that kind of reputation. There's a few of them out there. Here's our bottom of the hour, but here's a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you spiritually and mentally armed and ready for the battle ahead? Don't miss Hear the Watchman Dallas 2018, March 23rd through the 25th at the Hilton Dallas Fort Worth Lakes Executive Conference Center. Join the remnant body of Christ at this powerful, life-changing event. Activate your faith and join 18 prophetic teachers of truth, including L.A. Marzulli, Pastor Paul Begley, Dr. Donna Mary Colbert, along with this year's special guest, prophetic prayer walker Henry Groover. The time is now to gain ground and make history as we approach turbulent times. Get baptized, get trained, be freed of strongholds that bind you. You will be empowered, you will be blessed. This could be the most important weekend of your life. Join God's army in 2018. Visit hearthewatchman.com to reserve your seat today. This event will sell out. Go to hearthewatchman.com and make your reservation. And in the end, Jesus wins.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 8th of February. Tim, your website, ruralsurvival.info, has hundreds and hundreds of articles that would help people that want to have a hobby farm, grow tomatoes on the porch of their apartment, anything related to agriculture and hobby farms. You're going to find it there, aren't you?
Yeah, pretty much you are, not to mention we've literally got, 300 or 400, I would say, that's a guess, not a count, of free downloads of PDF documents. They're just there for the taking on all kinds of subjects.
Right.
So,
and your website has been the beginning point for Steve Whitman's writing career, which has really taken off and going like gangbusters. And
you're not kidding.
Absolutely. And that could happen to anybody. They start out not knowing or thinking they have any talent or skill for writing, and next thing you know, they're publishing books, right?
Yeah. And, I mean, Steve is I think he's on book number 7 now. And it all started with an article he wrote for Rural Survival about, I think that first article is what he based his first book off of, Winning Life Lottery.
Well, and I was encouraging him to write that, and he did write it, and that was the beginning point. It's been a marvelous thing. So check out ruralsurvival.info, everybody. You'll find something there you like, and you never know. It may lead into a whole new career like it did for Steve Whitman. We got a caller on hold here. We got John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Hello. I have a question for you. What is the you see prospectively for precious metals in the next 5 years? Also, what is your would be the effect of possibly deconstructing the banking system from a fractional reserves base to a full reserve banking base?
Well, prognosticating the events that are going to take place in the next 5 years is beyond my expertise.
I mean, Spencer, Mr. Spencer, what is going on right now in metals?
Well, right now, I think in silver, at least, you're seeing the calm before the storm. This is my opinion and several other people's opinion. I think silver is where you're going to see the biggest gain by percentage, not dollar amount, but by percentage. In other words, return on investment. The reason I say that is because the industrial demand for silver remains, and just think it's going to do nothing but get greater and greater. That's my personal opinion. Gold will always retain its value. So that's a place to put your money, in my opinion, just to keep it safe, as a hedge against inflation. And I do think inflation is really going to go places. And as far as the world central banks going off of fractional reserve banking, I don't think that's going to happen until they crash and die. And I can't say when that's going to be. We know it's going to happen. It's mathematically impossible for it not to happen. Your only question is when. So if I was you, John, I'd prepare now like it was going to happen tomorrow, and then you don't have to worry about the when.
I do have several ounces, a few pounds of silver, plus about 5 ounces of gold. But should I convert the gold to silver?
Buddy, I can't tell you to do that or not do that. That's up to you. Only thing I'm going to do is give you my opinion. But what you do with your, possessions is up to you. I'm not a financial advisor, and I don't give financial advice. I'm not being a smartass. I'm just, there's some things I can say and some things I can't.
The reason I ask about fractional reserve banking is because one of the things that Milton Friedman said shortly before he died was that one of the things that would need to be done to reform the financial system and overhaul it for the better would be to abolish fractional reserve lending and go over to a full reserve system with checking accounts being financed through service fees and loans being made purely out of time deposits, with withdrawal penalties, with a mandated no withdrawal over certain accounting periods, so as to maintain a stability of money supply, so that banks cannot create money out of whole cloth.
Well, that would be good, but nobody listening to this show has anything ability to do anything about that, John. It's a great concept. We thank you for your call. We got a break. We'll be back after the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our energy cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an energy cleaner, $70 off retail, and a mattress pad, 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the energy cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get energy cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the energy cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 8th of February. If you go to my website at thelibertyman.com, scroll down the middle of my homepage, you'll see the banner for the Dallas event, the Hear the Watchman Conference in Dallas. I'll be the keynote speaker there. Just recorded an interview with the leader of the conference yesterday. If you click on that banner, you can use the code there, the promotional code, to get $20 off conference rate, or if you can't go, 20% off the live stream rate to watch the video live. It's going to be a lot of fun. Look forward to seeing a lot of you there. Of course, also my website is the Energy Cleaner. We talked for 24 minutes last hour about the Energy Cleaner. It's a marvelous healing device. What are you waiting for? You getting tired of that joint pain, that arthritis pain? What are you waiting for? Get yourself an Energy Cleaner, mitigate the pain, and get on with your life. Not getting a great night's sleep, taking prescription pharmaceutical products to sleep, you know that's not good. The Energy Cleaner can cause no harm. It will help you get that good night's sleep. Only $285 shipping included, and yes, we have a 90-day money-back guarantee on Energy Cleaner. The mattress pads, I've got everything in stock, ready for immediate shipment. Twin size, full, queen, king, California king, everything's in stock, ready for immediate shipment. All the details at my website at thelibertyman.com, where you can use PayPal, the most secure way to make any payment online, MasterCard, Visa. Toll-free online, 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Tim Spencer with ruralsurvival.info. And Tim, we got another caller on hold here. We got John in Missouri. Good morning, John. Hello, John.
Testing I ever made.
Okay, now we got you. Now we got you. Go ahead.
You were talking about investments. The best investment I ever made was buying my farm. My farm feeds me. I make a little bit of money. I'm in my 60s. The thought of building an empire has long gone. I just want to live a good life.
Right.
And
right.
A farm, no matter what size it is, will take good care of you if you take care of it.
You aren't kidding, John.
You know, cattle reproduce themselves every year. I've had stocks. What a bad idea that was.
I hear you.
Well, you know, I'm being honest. You know, I've had them people tell me how much money I'm going to make, and I'm going to this, and I'm going to that, and it ain't true. You know, maybe some people did good. I didn't. I did very poorly.
Well, so it's a mixed bag. I've known people who've done fine. I've known people who didn't do worth a darn. So.
Well, my farm, I'm not the greatest farmer there ever was, but I have cattle and I have a garden, and when we go to the grocery store, we just buy the coffee, sugar. I can't grow sugar. I can't grow citrus, but I eat non-GMO meat, and life's good. And I just wanted to make that comment. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Okay, thanks for the call, John. We appreciate it. Call number is 800-313-9443. Tim, I once heard that a farmer was asked, what would you do if you were given $1 million? And the farmer responded, I'd farm until it was all gone.
Oh, I understand completely.
You never heard that before?
No, I'd never heard it, but I've never heard a truer statement either.
Yep. Well, there's lots of ways. I was visiting one of my farmer friends here in the neighborhood yesterday, and it's farming is you have to be really bright to be a farmer, first of all. Resourceful, creative, figuring ways to accomplish things without spending money.
Exactly.
Otherwise, you're not going to be successful. It's hard work. It's long hours outside and everything from 10 below to 110 above. But it's a very very gratifying and healthy way to live. I know in my neighborhood, I've got there's men in their early 80s, early to mid 80s, who are still out there ranching and farming every day. Granted, they can't work as hard as they could two or three decades ago, but they're still out there doing their thing, being cattle ranchers. And it's a good way. It's a good life. It's a healthy life, isn't it?
It is. It is, John. And like you said, gratifying. It is so gratifying. You know, once in a while mentioned my trip to Florida here two or three, 4 years ago, and how I was absolutely amazed how for the slightest little electrical or plumbing problem, people have to call somebody to take care of it. Us calling a plumber or an electrician or anybody along those lines, or even a carpenter, is the farthest things from our minds. I can't imagine any case where we need to do that. It's just not something we do. We handle it. Whatever it is, handle it.
Now, some things have changed. These new tractors that are being sold, they're so complex that the owners can no longer service them. But up until that point, it was a matter of pride to be able to do it yourself, and a matter of humiliation if you couldn't.
Well, everybody I know buys the older tractors. I only know one man, in fact, you're related to him, that has bought a new tractor that I know of in the past 20 years. Everybody that I know specifically looks for tractors that they can work on.
Right.
Buys the new tractors.
Right. Well, hopefully the tractor manufacturers will figure this out and manufacture tractors that are user-friendly and can be serviced out on the farm without having to have them drag them back to the dealer.
Because I can't see, you know, there are tractor repair places, okay? But most of them want $1,000 just to drag the tractor in the door.
Good grief.
You know, depending, if it's, especially if it's a transmission problem.
Yeah.
Or a hydraulics problem.
Yep. Yep.
You know, they want $1,000 just to start looking at it. And nobody I know can afford that, John. And therefore, well, you make it work yourself. And if it becomes too expensive of a repair bill, then you junk that tractor and go buy another used tractor for $4,000 or $5,000 and go again.
Absolutely. Yep. Yep. Did you ever get that old tractor out of your garage? It's been there forever, by the way.
No, I never have, John. Between the heart attacks and everything else, no, I have not. But I'm going to drag it out and junk it.
Okay. I just wondered because I know it's been an issue and there were some parts that no longer available. And we looked at, I know I referred you to one of my fabricator friends and we just couldn't get it done, could we?
No. No, and now it's sat so long, it's just not worth messing with anymore.
Oh, well. So, well, get it out and scrap it and move on down the road.
That's exactly what I'm going to do, and I'll go looking for another one this summer.
Mm-hmm. Yep. The same model, basically?
No, I think I'm going to go a little bit newer. That one sitting in the garage is 70 years old.
Okay.
I think I'm going to go something that, you know, 30, 40-year-old range.
Aha, uh-huh. You're getting pretty upscale there, it sounds like, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's one of my neighbors has, I think, 13 tractors. None of them have electronics. I think none of them have electronics. He doesn't want anything with electronics on it. And I believe almost all of them run. I think there's one or two that are still waiting to get serviced. But I believe all of them run.
Wow, that's great.
Yep, yep. Yeah. Well, they got a ranch that's been in the family since before the Civil War, and they intend to stay in the family for many decades into the future.
Well, at least with the tax bill that Trump passed, now they don't have to pay that death tax, you know, for giving your farm to the kids. You know, that's the good thing. You know, we're losing so many family farms because, you know, here's a guy with three sections and, you know, 5,000 head of cattle running on it, or 500, I mean, not 5,000, 500 head of cattle. Guy dies, leaves it to his son. Son can't handle the farm because he's got to come up with a few $100,000 to pay the IRS.
Right.
You know,
well,
at least that's done away with now.
That's been easily circumvented for forever with trust. That's really a non-issue.
Well, most of the people that got burned with that were people that just didn't know.
Well, I'm always amazed at things that people don't know, such as someone who would build a house with a contractor and not have blueprints drawn up.
That's incredible.
It is, and I met this man and his wife. He's a retired pastor, pushing 78, 79 years old, and I asked him, I said, show me the blueprints, and he pulls out a floor plan, and I said, those aren't blueprints. Where's the blueprints? He says, that's all I got, and it can be pretty shocking, the lack of knowledge that we take for granted, right?
Yeah, well, you know, even when I built this house, John, in 92 or 93, whatever year it was, I think 93, you know, here where there's no regulations, no building codes, no nothing, I still paid, I think it was at the time, $600 for blueprints for the house I built because I knew how important it was.
Oh,
in fact,
yeah,
we still
optional.
Got them.
It's not optional. If something, you know, if the contractor screws up, you're going to be filing a lawsuit based on not conforming to the specifications in the blueprint. But if there are none, how could you even sue the guy?
You can't. Now, we made modifications to those blueprints. You know, I made changes, Horry made changes, but still there were blueprints.
Right, right. Well, it has to be documented, obviously. And once it is, it's you're good to go. Pretty, pretty amazing.
It is.
It is. It is, absolutely. Well, live and learn. People sometimes get involved in things. They think they know what they're doing, and they don't, and they pay a dear price for it, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely, John. You know, I've made that mistake myself a few times. Usually they weren't very costly mistakes, but the mistakes that cost you a little bit are the ones you remember.
That's right. Pain is a great teacher.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Yeah.
But as far as self-sufficiency in having a farm, I mean, in this economy, even though it is getting better, if you're going to have a farm, you better know how to do stuff yourself. Because if you don't, you're going to go broke. It's that simple. There's such a fine margin on the money you can make on a farm, you know, vice what you have to spend out. So, you know, self-sufficiency is either a sink or swim type thing in farming.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, farmers are well-known, well-respected to have multiple skills. And
right.
be very creative, be hard workers, and get things done. That's basically what farmers do. They get things done. They're used to overcoming obstacles, working alone most of the time.
Right.
And yes, if you got a farmer for a friend, you've got a real treasure there, don't you?
Oh yeah, absolutely. And there's one other piece of advice for people that aren't in farming. That have friends or acquaintances or, you know, people in business that are farmers, if you want to make a farmer mad, tell him why he can't do something. You know, don't ever tell a farmer why he can't do something. Give him reasons why he can't. Don't tell him he can't, because he will prove you wrong with a vengeance.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I could not agree more. Well, to segue back to ruralsurvival.info, I know you've got a lot of things going on there. If somebody wants to become a published author, they can submit the article to you, and you'll do some editing for grammar and punctuation and so forth, and you'll probably go ahead and publish it, won't you?
Yeah, and the best way to do that is contact me by email. Excuse me, I'm sorry. office@ruralsurvival.info, and we'll talk. We'll see what we can do. You know, I'm not desperate for writers, but I sure will take them. You know, and we try to add something new to the site all the time. It's not really a site with new content all the time. It's more of a reference site than anything, John. You know, it's something that's always there that people can go and look up stuff. But yeah, when we have a chance to add to it, we do.
Well, that's good to know, and I encourage people to go to ruralsurvival.info on a regular basis. There's always going to be new articles published there, and if you have any interest at all in agriculture and a hobby farm, it's a great place to start that quest for knowledge, isn't it?
It is. It is, and it might give people an idea of what they're getting into. Now, I've been reading some articles recently about some of these young college kids that have actually started, you know, what I call white-collar careers, and have decided that they can do much better doing micro-gardening, farming, market gardens, stuff like that. In fact, our friend Rick in Missouri was on our show, I think it was last Saturday, it might have been the Saturday before, mentioning how a guy had a half acre and was making $100,000 a year off of it, growing specialty organic stuff for restaurants. You know, I know it can be done. I'm going to learn more about it.
Right, right. Well, there's different variations of that, truck farms and greenhouses and specialties.
Oh, yeah.
And it can be done. It takes work. It takes diligence. It's going to take some capital, obviously. And, yes, it can be done. Absolutely.
Right. As long as you have the market for it. That's the biggie, is location. You know, I think the person that Rick was talking about is out in Oregon or Washington State, you know, where there's lots of money and lots of people with money they want to spend on organic stuff, you know, vice a place like this where people are scraping to get by. So, you know, places like this where hunting is not just a way of life and a sport, it's what you do to eat.
Right, right. Well, I learned that when I spent summers with my grandparents. If I shot a squirrel that day, we had fresh meat that evening.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's
exactly.
The way it was. Exactly. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
We're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 8th day of February. We'll be March in 3 weeks. How about that?
Wow.
The 1st of March is 3 weeks from today. Well, it's a fast-moving world. Things changing very quickly. Hard to keep up with the technology. I've made some attempts with limited success.
I know the feeling.
Yeah, and youngsters growing up with this, the change has come to them naturally because it's just been all they've known is this fast-changing world, fast-changing technology. That's simply the way it is. But we keep on top of it. We learn what we need to learn, and we move forward, don't we, Tim?
Yeah, we do. Hey, John, is it okay if I plug my show real quick?
Please do. I want you to do that, yes.
Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Lori, my wife, and I have the Rural Survival Show on RBN on Saturdays from 10 a.m. Central till noon Central. Our normal format is what we call caller's choice. Callers call in and talk about whatever they want to. We focus a lot on gardening, a little bit on politics, occasionally even religion. Just a myriad of subjects. We can talk about anything from repairing chainsaws to, you know, best time to put in carrots, you name it. And we have a lot of fun. It reminds you about probably of sitting around old country store in front of this, you know, the wood stove and, you know, neighbors sitting around talking, and that's the way we try to keep it, and we have a blast doing it, and I invite you to tune in and call in.
All right. Well, good. I hope people can do that. It's a fun show, and I think you'll all enjoy it. Okay. Well, any final word for all those energy cleaner procrastinators out there that haven't got their lives back yet, Tim?
Well, same thing I said last hour, buddy. They're only hurting themselves. Folks, if you're procrastinating, you're the only one you're hurting. You ain't hurting John or me or Tom. So, you know, well, what can I say?
All right. You know, well,
get it as soon as you can.
If money's an issue, make it a priority. If it's a priority, it will happen, won't it, Tim?
Yeah, it will. And if you live in the U.S., PayPal takes payments. I think they do a quick online credit check of you, but it doesn't cost nothing or affect your credit score.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, if you're getting just the energy cleaner, I think it comes out to about $50 a month over a 6-month period.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And the mattress pad would add a little bit to that, but that's
sure.
What most people are doing these days, are getting a mattress pad along with the energy cleaner right at the get-go. And that's really the way to do it, isn't it, Tim?
It is. Because that screen thing, it works. But doggone it. You're always changing it, and it, you know, no matter how well you tape up the edges, it's still going to wind up being uncomfortable and poking you and everything else, and I hear the music.
There we are. Thanks, sir. Appreciate it. Okay,
enjoyed
that's
it.
The day. Getting your medical supplies and energy cleaner essential oils now while you can, your firearms ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.